Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/brickbybrick. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Do you have a business idea in your heart? Have you ever wondered how other people start from nothing, but you can't seem to duplicate their success? Now is the time to start moving. Don't allow fear of success to keep you a slave to poverty. Sign up for this training course, Starting a Business from Zero, brought to you by Antonio T. Smith Jr. today. Visit www.theatsjr.com for more info.
The plant better phone calls are amazing. If you take them in and completely receive them, I go back to them throughout the week. I apply the principles to my life, and in turn, I actually plant better. It's like real life. It's no gimmicks, nothing fake about it. It is receiving great information, applying that to my life, and changing for the better. In turn, I'm planting better. I absolutely love the call.
All right. Well, welcome and thank you for calling in to the Plant Better Mindset phone call. This call is designed to pour into you as you pour into the lives of others. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr., and I will be your farming partner, and we will help you plant better seeds that are worthy of the quality of life of you. If you're on this call, phone call for the first time, listen, I invite you. If you missed a few of these phone calls, don't worry about it. I also invite you to our podcast. We have a wonderful podcast, Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by myself and my assistant. It is on Podomatic and it is on iTunes. To access either of these platforms, just pull out your smartphone and type in Brick by Brick. You can even Google it, Brick by Brick by Antonio Smith, and it will pop up. Top ranked podcast for all of you to listen to, business and motivational podcast. If this is your first time joining us, you've missed a couple of episodes, don't worry about it. You simply want to get us and learn more about us with a Plant Better Mindset phone call. Visit us at theatsjr.com. Again, that is theatsjr.com. There you will find previous phone calls from this particular episode. And you, if you go to theatsjr.com/plantbetter, you'll find every last one of our episodes in which we have to offer for you today. This phone call is available for everybody who wants to do it. It is an hour of free coaching. I definitely invite you to enjoy this phone call. Also, speaking of coaching, I do offer one-on-one coaching. There are many people on this phone call that have been impacted from their lives, their relationship, their financial status have been impacted in a positive manner from this phone call. If you don't mind, if you want to change the quality of your life, I invite you to email me or email us at coaching@theatsjr.com. Wonderful thing you can do there. Also, in our announcement period, this phone call, we have original web series, right? I got some clapping. That's okay. You got to clap, right? Got some original web series. My whole team eats. Everybody eats beef. Something I like to say all the time, right? Everybody eats. Original web series. Many people here, you know, me and my team, we've broken into the media networks of positive vibes, and we give real information to oppressed people and people who have been oppressed by some ideologies. Everything that you'll see in our original web series and be a part of the ATS Media Network. And also, we have found the epicenter of positive vibes. You can find that out, again, at theatsjr.com. Now, let us move into the inspirational part of this phone call. But before we do, if you're ready for a change, if you're ready to change the quality of your life, grab a pen, grab some paper, or use the note app on your phone. And if you hear anything that resonates with your spirit or your soul or whatever you would like to call it or him, if you hear anything that resonates with your situation, I need for you to use the hashtag #PlantBetter and quote whatever you just said. Last time, if you're ready, if you're willing to change the quality of your life, if you are willing to change the quality of your life, grab a pen and a piece of paper, or use the note app on your phone, because now is going down. Today, I want to talk to you about how to think like a winner, okay? How to think like a winner. I want to give you 10 things, but the one thing I want you to understand is I'm going to spend a little time on number one. This is free coaching. I have 10 logical steps for you to think like a winner. I need for you to understand, first and foremost, there are only two things on planet Earth. There's winning and there's losing. I don't care how you slice it. I don't care what it is. It's positive or it's kinetic energy. You're either winning or you're losing. You're either a winner or you are a loser, whether you like it or not. I don't care if you've been in church 45 years. You're saved, but if you're not winning, you're just a loser who is saved. It doesn't matter how much you want to hear about it. You're winning or you're losing. And in this year, I want to start you off by thinking like a winner. So what's the number one thing you need to do? Let me help you out. You need to learn how to pause and ask, what is my next best move? That's the number one thing you need to do. If you want to be a winner upon this year, the number one thing you need to do is pause and you need to ask, what is my next best move. I love to bring this up, and I love to tutor people and coach people on this thing. And I really got this from Oprah, who I really love. Oprah really hit me one day in a conversation with her. She was telling me how you need to pause. Listen, every time you've ever been to jail, every time you've ever made a bad decision, every time you've acted out of impulse, whatever you've done, you did not pause. You will always make proper decision when you pause from the situation. And then act upon it with your good mind, not your little mind, not your little personality, not your pissed off personality. Your job is to pause and ask yourself, what is my next best move? This is very important because life can get overwhelming. You can feel like, I don't know how I'm going to pay my water bill. I don't know how I'm going to get into a different situation. I don't know how I'm going to get back into school. I just don't understand how I'm going to raise these kids. I don't understand how would he leave me like this with all these kids. I don't understand how would she cheat on me. Listen, whatever it is, pause. There's power in pausing. And when you pause, ask yourself, what is my next best move? These words are liberating you. If you're listening, take notes and ask yourself, what's my next best move? Whatever, think about your bad situations in your lives right now. Think about them. Think about what you're going through. Think about how you can't tackle it. The problem is you're tackling too much. Your mind is, when you focus on the big obstacle ahead, it drains you. Some of you are so tired and you haven't even moved yet. And you're tired because you're thinking about what lies ahead, and you get tired because you just thought about it. Don't think about that. Just pause and ask yourself, what is my next best move? And here's the deal. Most of you need to understand, in order for you to get through a situation, you have to actually go through the situation. Two things I want to point out there to you. Just because you love winter doesn't mean you get to skip summer, spring, and fall. You don't get to live in December all your life. You have to go through the stuff. And others of you, so not only do you want to, listen, it took you, some of you are 34 years old right now. You didn't rush to 34. You didn't come out your mother's womb at 34. So since you couldn't rush 34 years, you can't rush to your breakthrough. You must be able to take time, press pause, but you have to go through. And so some of you are unhappy with your life because you don't have the fortitude to be happy with the process. You always find happiness in whatever situation you're in, but you must find it in the process, and you have to go through. That's the number one thing I want to tell you about that in there. But here's the other thing. You cannot get through your breakthrough. You can't go through the other side of your pain sitting there complaining. Listen to what I just said. You cannot get to your breakthrough moment complaining in your breakdown moment. Did you hear what I just said? You cannot get to your breakthrough complaining in your breakdown. You will never be able to look at your breakdown, stay in your breakdown, complain in your breakdown, and arrive at your breakthrough. And some of the people in your lives are embracing you, are helping you. They're qualifying you. They're literally helping you cry in your breakdown. And they're not helping you get to your breakthrough. And I encourage you to leave these people alone and let these people go. You have to be able to get through. But here's the deal. You will never be able to get through with the same mind that created the bad time. You cannot get through to your breakthrough with the same mind that created the breakdown. Listen to what I just said. You cannot get to the breakthrough with the same mind that created the breakdown. So be still. And then ask yourself, what is my next best move? Your life is a series of moves, and that you have a habit of doing these moves. Listen, your life is a series of your next moves. Rich people, wealthy people, successful people have a habitual habit of making the next best move over and over and over and over again. Listen to what I just said. If you want to be successful, you're not born successful. And in some cases you are, right? Some cases, but this isn't about having the right sperm, right? This isn't about having the $1 billion sperm. Forget all that. You can be just as great as anybody else out here that was born into a $1 billion family. This is not about manifesting. Listen, forget all that. This is about creating a life in which you constantly move from the next right move to the next right move, to the next right move. When you break your life down like that, success is very simple. The method to success is simple. It's hard work actually putting up and putting through the method. Rich people, successful people, healthy people, wealthy people, fit people have a habit of making the next best move over and over and over and over again. If you are overwhelmed, then you are not in control of your life. That means you're a loser. Why? Because losers cannot control their own lives. So they seek to control the lives of other weak people so they can feel like they're winning at something. I'll repeat that because you really need to write that down. If you're overwhelmed, that means you're not a winner. You're a loser because losers cannot control their own lives. So what losers do is they seek weaker people and control their lives, and so they can feel better about winning at pulling other people down. You're meant to be in a relaxed state. Your mind is meant to be in a relaxed state of mind. You're meant to give people peace, not problems. And if you're always trying to control other people's problems, other people's relationships, other people's finances, what other people are wearing, what other people are dressing, you are a loser. And the only reason you're controlling them is because you don't have the fortitude to control yourself. Stop panicking. You create your own reality. And inside that own reality, you are to create and control what happens to you. You cannot control everything, but you can control your reaction to them. Listen, your life is bigger than this moment. It's bigger than this mindset phone call that I do every Sunday at 8:30. It's bigger than your cell phone you're watching it on. It's bigger than your laptop. It's bigger than the depression you had. Your life is bigger than the argument you just had with your spouse. Your life is bigger than the financial problems that you have. Your life is bigger than the overdraft you're experiencing. Stop panicking about the moment and recognize that your life is bigger than the moment that is happening to you. Your life is the accumulation of all the moments. Stop panicking and stop breaking down because one moment doesn't fit inside your ego. Did you hear what I just said? Stop complaining because this moment doesn't fit inside your little perfect plan that you have to control because your worth is not in this moment. Your worth has always been yours, always will be, and you're fearfully and wonderfully made, and nobody can ever stop or take that from you. It is your job to be in this moment, but respect the fact that this moment is not the only moment in which you will be successful. Failure is not real unless you make it go, unless you let it make you go in a different direction. The only time failure is actually real is when you let failure stop you from where you're going. See, failure doesn't exist. Failure is just that thing pushing you out of your supreme destiny. It's that thing pushing you out of what you were supposed to do. And when you let failure stop you, that's when failure actually became real. Number two, so if you missed it, number one was learn how to press pause and ask yourself, what is my next best move? Number two, understand luck. This is very important, okay? I need for you to start understanding what luck actually is. Luck is how hard you have worked on your craft and opportunity meeting you in that space and time. Listen to what I just said. Luck is how hard you have worked on your craft and opportunity meeting you so you can seize it in that moment. You cannot have luck if you're lazy. Don't worry about it. I'll clap for myself. You cannot have luck if you're lazy. You cannot seize that great opportunity lazy. If you're complaining, you're lazy. If you're lazy, you're a loser. You're either winning or losing, and you cannot experience luck if you're not working hard. Luck is you working hard, beating down your craft, beating down your craft, and letting opportunity find you, and you seize in that moment. You will never experience luck if you're not able to handle the moment when it arrives. What does that mean? Here's what that means. Life or God, whatever you want to say, life will never, ever give you what you're not ready to handle. Listen to what I just said. You're asking for that six-figure income, but you're not ready to handle it because you're not a good steward of your five-figure income. So life will not give you a six-figure income because you can't handle your five-figure income. You want to lose weight, but life will not give you weight loss because you're not handling yourself right now. You want to work out, but you don't want to change your diet. You can't have both. Life will only give to you. Look, I got faces in here. They don't like what I'm saying, right? Life will not give to you what you cannot handle. Life will not give to you what you cannot handle. You want to be rich, but you broke-minded. Listen, there's a saying out there. If everybody, check this out. If everybody was to get $1 million on planet Earth right now, if all the rich people on planet Earth was to give everybody $1 million, in 60 days, that $1 million will find its way back to the pockets of the people who gave it. Did you hear what I just said? I don't care who you are. If you're not ready for what you want, life will not give it to you. So if you're missing your breakthrough or whatever it is and you spend all this time complaining, it's because you're not ready and life is not going to give it to you. If you don't believe that, if you don't believe it, check it out this way. Let me say it in a different manner. You withhold blessings from your own children because they're not ready for it. They want a new Xbox, but they're not taking care of the old one. They want new outfits, but you keep telling them to take off their school shoes, but they don't want to do that. So you withhold blessings from your children because they're not ready for it. So why do you think God or life is not doing you the same way? You will only get out of life who you are, not what you want. That'll never change. If you are prepared, and if you are prepared, or if you are not prepared, what you call luck will turn into sadness when you missed it. If you're not prepared, if you don't work hard, and if you're not prepared to seize that opportunity, what you call luck will change into sadness. And the moment it becomes sadness, it will literally affect every bit of what you're going to do. If you're not ready for the luck you desire, when it misses you, it will turn into sadness. Every single thing that has ever happened to you, if you stop blaming other people, if you stop blaming external circumstances, it has been preparing you for your greatness. Listen, let me push hard a little bit. I just said this to my staff before we went live. Let me push hard a little bit. You were raped. You were molested. I'm not being insensitive. I get it. I understand. And I understand more than most. I had that same testimony. Let me listen. Let me tell you something. The reason why people are going to buy your best-selling book is because you have those tragedies. Nobody is trying to listen to somebody that's never been through nothing. You can't preach to me if you don't have problems. You can't preach to me if you have not overcome problems. The reason why you're a coach, the reason why you're going to sell the next best-selling book is because you have problems and you've overcome them. Nobody is listening to a success story because you were born in success. Nobody's buying that story. Nobody's buying that movie. Nobody's buying that album. Nobody's buying that book. You must go through something, and the reason why you have that testimony is because you passed the test. That'll never change. It will never, ever change. Number three, learn how not to live an apology. Hashtag plant better. Learn how not to live an apology. What do I mean by that? A few things, but let me give you the first one and the only one you need to remember. So what, you made mistakes. So what, you got pregnant too early. So what, you didn't choose the right spouse. So what, you didn't choose the right church. So what, you failed the fifth and the sixth grade. So what, you have a felony. Forgive yourself and stop letting your friends and your family make you keep living at apology. Listen, you already apologized. So you already apologized. If they don't accept your apology, drop them where they are, and you get with people who are willing to let you live to the next level. Stop living the apology because people are so low self-esteem in themselves that they want you to live your apology so they can feel better about themselves. If you're not careful, you'll marry these people. You will marry these people that will watch you write a best-selling book, that will watch you conquer all your dreams, that will watch you achieve every last one of your goals, and they'll never compliment you because they want you sorry and weak because they're sorry and weak. And the only time they feel good about themselves is when you feel terrible about yourself. Stop living an apology. If you want to be a winner in this year, you need to stop living an apology. You want to conquer this year, stop living an apology. You've made mistakes. So what? Get over them. You've done that. Have a short memory. Stop playing what's wrong with you and start focusing on the image of what's right with you. You don't have a mentor. You start buying books and make people your mentor. Make Oprah your mentor. Denzel Washington, whoever it is. I don't care who it is. Jim Rohn, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg. You need to make a mentor, but whatever it is, stop living an apology because people want you to feel bad. Listen, if you've done something wrong and you've paid the price, and you reap that harvest, and people still want to judge you by what you did wrong, drop them. Limit your time with them if they're family. Don't be rude, but you don't live apology for another second. Listen, 2016 was bad for you. You lived an apology that whole time. Some of you are still living apologies for what you did in 1997. Boo-boo. It's almost 30 years ago. Stop playing. Stop living that apology. Stop. You would not be a winner living an apology. Stop it. Screw what you did. Let that go. Stop giving your power over to people. You are the most powerful person on the planet. So stop giving your good power to bad people. Here's what I mean by that. You having a good time at a party. Wonderful time. Everybody's having, you got your drinks, you're doing a good, you're drinking in moderation, right? Right? You're drinking in moderation. You're having a good time. Somebody walk in the room and alter your whole mood. No. Time for that is over. Now listen. If you can't be comfortable at your own party or at a party and somebody walk into a room, if you let somebody else make you uncomfortable because they arrived, you gave them far too much power. Stop living an apology and stop giving other people your good power. As a matter of fact, stop giving your good energy and time on bad people. Number four, work on you daily. Okay? Every day you need to be getting better. Stop saying, well, God ain't finished with me yet. That's loser talk. Stop. Stop giving yourself an excuse to be a loser. Stop giving yourself an excuse to be sorry. Well, you know what? She won't let me. Stop. She ain't got no power over you. She don't control no time. She don't control anything. Stop being a loser. Work on you daily. Only losers don't work on themselves daily. Did you hear what I said? Ask yourself. Listen, we now a good week into this new year. How many books you read? How many? Okay, I got three back there and I got one right here. Good for you, right? How many books have you read? How about you, right? How many books have you read? You want to change your life, but you don't want to pick up a book? The only thing you read is the side of your cereal box and you want to be rich? No, No, you got to work on you daily. Every single day, you got to put in the work. Every single day, you got to put in the work. How you going to be rich with a poor mind? No, if you don't know how to make money, start reading about making money. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't know how to get it, start going get it. Work on your strength. Leave your weaknesses alone. Listen, stop. There's a system of control inside this world. You're far more beneficial to them, entertained and not educated. They want you to be a well-rounded person. Stop being well-rounded. Focus on what you focus on and grind at that. If you focus on your strength, then your weaknesses will fall away. And then you don't build a business around your weaknesses. Stop doing that. Staff people to your weaknesses. Focus on your strengths. If you sing well, you need to sing every single day. Stop letting people tell you you sing too much. You pray too long. Listen, whatever your gift is, you need to do it every single day. Why? Let me tell you why. When you're in your gift, you're at your happiest. When you're at your happiest, people like you more. And you want people to see you every single day at your happiest. That means every time people see you, you want them to see you on the best day of your life. Why? Because people buy what makes them happy. The reason why you can't get nobody to buy your album, because every time they talk to you, you make them feel bad. I said it. Hashtag plant better. The reason why you can't get people to buy your next project, invest in your network marketing company, enroll inside your business is because when they talk to you, you don't make them feel good. You got to work on you daily. Always keep yourself full. Always. Always. Listen, there are dream stealers out here. And unfortunately, all the people who want to steal your dreams, they have your same DNA. The same people who want to steal your dreams are your family. They're your friends. The people that want to hurt you the most are your friends. They love you. But see, love is funny. Love and hate rise at the same time. You see, people will love you so much they hate you. They hate you because you're better than them, and they don't like that. They hate you because you still got dreams and life has knocked all of their dreams out. You have to be able to keep yourself full. Now, what is about just keeping yourself full? It's real simple. You got to embrace being happy. Embrace being happy and leave people who make you feel bad for being happy. Embrace being happy and leave people who make you feel bad for being happy. Protect your happiness. Poor people will always manipulate others to turn them against you for you being happy. Leave manipulators alone and then leave those weak people who let those manipulators manipulate them alone too. The reason why you broke is because you're spending a whole lot of time with broke, unhappy people. But you're doing these million-dollar dreams and you're telling them the dollar folk. You grinding on your dreams, but you're building a team with people who lazy. You believe in the vision, but you're surrounded by people who want you visionless. No, keep yourself filled. Listen, when you feel, when you always happy, people will tell you she thinks she all that. And what you'll wind up doing is you'll wind up turning your volume down so other people can feel comfortable in your silence. No. The time's off for you to be silent is over. And if you're not careful, that's a system of control, especially if you, I don't mean to walk hard, but especially if you're in the church, right? See, they'll tell you stop bragging. How they going to buy your product if people don't know what you're doing? How they going to invest in your business if you ain't putting it on social media? How they going to know you got the best pecan pies if you ain't Facebook Live baking them? So listen, stop letting poor people tell you stop talking. You got to talk. How they going to buy your clothing line? How they going to, if bloggers ain't talking about you, you ain't doing nothing. Listen, here's the deal. If you friends with everybody, that's because don't nobody see nothing to talk about. If everybody your friend, if you got peace on all sides, if ain't nobody talking about you in a negative manner, that's because they don't see nothing to talk about. Okay? You want to think like a winner? Work on you daily. Work on you every single day. Every day. You did good today. So what? You start off tomorrow at zero. You're only as good as the last thing you've done. Work on you daily. Leave people who have a problem with you being happy. What you playing the game for if you're not willing to play it 100%? Listen, you want to think like a winner? I need you to understand something. You can, if you're a winner surrounded by losers, you're average, period. And nobody remembers anybody that was average. The reason why you don't remember your great, 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 great grandmother, because she was average. Did that hurt? I hope it hurt, because it's facts. If you want to be remembered past your kids' kids, stop being average. Being average is the fastest way to poverty. You can be, you can literally be a school teacher with a bachelor's degree. But guess what? They underpaying you, right? And if you're not making a difference, if you're just an average teacher, some of y'all can't even remember your seventh grade teacher because she was average. You want to be forgotten, be average. But if you want to win, it's time to stand out. People like winners. People like standouts. Start standing out. Listen, start tagging people in your posts. Oh, but that's rude. So what? What do you mean it's rude? It's the system out there. How you win it? Listen, why you out here signing people, creating movies, content, but don't nobody know about your content? Why you writing books, but don't nobody know about it? I'm not telling you let people know your every move. Move in silence, and when it's ready, drop it on them. Period. You dump all over them. Did you hear what I said? Listen, here's what you need to do. Highlight films are not based on average moments. If I dunk all over you, that's a highlight. Sports Center top 10. They can't hear you if you lose it. They cannot hear you if you lose it. And the reason why you don't have support from your spouse is because you're losing all the time. Stop losing. Stop losing. What number am I on? Number five. Number five. Right? Work your butt off. Period. Work your butt off. Stop being lazy. Work your butt off. Every single day you need to step your game up. There's somebody out there right now, right? There's somebody out there right now trying to take your spot. They're trying to take your spot. They're trying to take your husband. They're trying to take your wife. They're trying to take your job. They're trying to take your car. If you're not careful enough, they're even trying to take your kids. It's somebody out here right now that cannot have children, and you don't even appreciate your own children. Now stop. Work hard. Why? Because somebody out there is trying to take your spot, right? But here's the deal. Don't worry about them. You can't worry about what other people are doing. You can only control you. You cannot control them. Run your race and get better every single day. All right, I get it. Well, you know what? I'm at the top. But listen, if you winning and if you at the top, but you still doing the same thing that got you winning, you losing. Why? Because somebody saw you winning, and they're now working twice as hard as you to catch up. And if you don't work harder, they're going to pass you up. They're going to take your spot. Let me give you two wonderful examples of how if you win and you're not working your butt off, you're going to lose. Two examples. One, I know the name. One, I don't know. Ronda Rousey. Can we talk about it? Can we talk about it? Let's talk about it. I ain't got no issue with this woman. I'm just simply trying to tell you, right, that somebody was working real hard coming after her spot. Somebody wanted to be in the movies too. Somebody wanted to be in them cameos. Somebody wanted to be there, okay? And if you stop working hard, then you're going to be a winner that's getting knocked out. Stop playing. Number two person, check it out. I don't even know his name, but the dude that lost to Michael Phelps, he became a meme within 30 seconds, okay? The last Olympics just popped up. It's a meme out there. Dude looking at him, it was a big controversy man for 4 years, and he was going to win, and he lose by like, he don't even place. He got fourth place. He didn't even medal because there's a wonderful picture about how Phelps had his eyes on the prize, and then he look over in Phelps lane, and he lose. Not only did he not get first like he was projected to get, he didn't even medal. He spent 4 years not eating what he wanted to eat. He spent 4 years not going to clubs, not doing his recreational drugs he wanted to use. He spent 4 years not drinking alcohol, not going to parties. to not meddle. And why didn't he meddle? Because he's looking at what somebody else doing. You will not win worried about other people. Run your race. You can't worry about, listen, there's a better mindset phone call out here, right? Period. Better. There's a better Facebook Live. It's better. But I work hard on me every single day. Some of you don't even look. Let me break this down to you. I'm not even looking for sympathy. Man, I just had surgery 4 days ago. Stop working. For what? You need to take care of yourself. I did. Now it's work. It's work out here. You understand what I'm saying? Because my team need to eat. Because my kids need to eat. And people, you don't sit up here, have, so you want your favorite football player to have surgery, get back on the field as fast as possible. But you want me to sit back. No, I'm not going to do that because you want me to lose. No, same thing to you. Work. You got to work. You got to work. You got to put in the work. Run your worst. Listen, get ready to hashtag this. Die running or die a loser. One or the other. Die running or die a loser. Hashtag plant better. Number 6, believe in yourself. Right? Believe in yourself. You want to be, look, winners believe in themselves. What did I say before? Kanye confidence, right? You need to have that confidence. Donald Trump confidence. I can use him now, right? Doesn't matter how you feel about it. Donald Trump believes he's a winner. So he won. Doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter. It doesn't, listen, none of that matters. Stop being poor, looking on TV, talking about rich people and what they should do. That don't make no sense. That makes no sense that you sitting up here. That makes no sense that you complaining about reality TV stars and you broke. That makes no sense. It makes no sense. Die running or die losing, but now you got to believe in yourself. Ain't nobody out here better than you. Nobody out here is better than you. Listen to me. Listen to me. This is free coaching. Man, believe in yourself. Nobody out here is better than you. You a preacher? Man, preach. Preach. You preach alone. Man, preach. Right? You a rapper. Rap. Pick up a dictionary. Learn some new words. You need to get a minute. Right? Instagram got minute commercials now, right? You can do minute clips. Man, you should have a commercial every time you do something. You should literally rap while fixing your cereal. Why not? Why not? Why not? You hungry? I'm not buying no lazy rappers out. I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. I'm not buying nobody album that ain't put in no work. You a poet, man. You need to write poems about everything. Everything. They ain't like the election. You should have a poem about it. Believe in yourself. There's nobody that's ever lived inside of your skin that's ever been greater than you. You hear what I'm saying? Like, there's nobody out here better than you. Nobody out here is better than you. There's nobody out here is better than you. If you don't believe in yourself, you're literally teaching your children low self-esteem. And then you get mad when your kids go off to elementary school and get bullied. But they watch you get bullied by life. Listen, if you're not, listen to me. Lean in, listen to me. Your kids will not live what you taught them. They will live what you showed them. You can talk all you want to. You can tell them, do what I say and not as I do. You can do all that. You can do all that stuff. When your kids get old enough, at every single age, your kids are simply living how you showed them to live. If you weak and wimpy, that's how your kids going to live. Period. If you don't like your family, that's why your kids couldn't wait to go out to college and go halfway across the country. Because you ain't like them because they don't like them. Believe in yourself. Don't speak negative things about yourself. Most of you are losing because of thoughts you keep in your head. I'm not good enough. I can't sing better than him. Do you know how many singers that cannot sing that have $1 million record deals? I mean, there are so many different singers that cannot sing. But you know what? They believe in themselves and they're great performers. They ain't got to be the greatest singer. They out here pumping out records while you complain. Here you are mad and want to watch the MTV Awards, and you watching them, right? You watching them get confetti. You watching them be drunk on stage, but they believe in themselves. You got to be able to believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. Nobody's going to believe in you. Listen, you in college. The president of that college, the president of the college is not coming out the office and saying, listen, Marcus, listen, Tamara, listen, Tiffany, I believe in you. No. President got his dream. You believed in you. Nobody did nothing better than you. Nobody wrote that song better than you. If you believe it, man, you receive it, and you go out there and you see it through to the end. Believe in you, period, point blank. And listen, don't let other people tell you what your life should be. Did you hear what I said? People, especially grown folk do this the most. Grown folk will watch you. They'll watch you out there shooting basketball. And they'll tell you, listen, you know, most people don't make it to the NBA. They'll literally tell you that. They'll literally tell you, stop being a rapper. They'll literally tell you, listen, the odds, man, no, screw that. They're telling you what you can't do and what you can't be because they failed. And here's the deal. Some of the people in your life get very uncomfortable when you start winning. You know why? Because when you win, you remind them they lost. And the people around you will keep you losing so they can feel better. Did you hear what I said? The people around you, they told me hashtag fat better. You should put a hashtag right there, right? The people around you, they'll look at you and they'll be happy you failed. Why? Because the more you fail, the more they're better than you. Listen, people don't care about being great no more. They only care about being the best inside their circle. I'm trying to tell you, man, people don't care about being great no more. They no longer chasing their dreams. As long as they're better than you, that's their dream. They stopped. Listen, in kindergarten, we all said we wanted to be someone we was going to grow up, right? They gave up on that. Now their dream is to be better than you. That's their only dream. You make $1 million. As long as they helped you make it and they make $1,001,000, right? They fine with that. These are the same people that they gave you $1 for a lottery ticket. You picked the numbers. Now they want half your lottery earnings and they gave you $1. These are the people you hanging around. You hanging around these people trying to be successful. Listen, this is science. This is pure psychology. Do you know why people in relationships gain weight? Because they're working on their body, right? But the goal is always to be better than the person next to you, which is stupid, but this is what we do. So the moment you gain 5 pounds, they go, all right, then I can gain 3. Long as I don't gain too much, long as I don't get this double chin, I'm all right. As long as I weigh less than them, these are people, listen, that's not how winners think. Winners are not in competition with you. That does not mean, listen, don't get in competition with me because you're going to lose. I'm not better than you. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just willing to die for what I want. If you're not willing to die for your dreams, don't get in competition with me. Because I'm willing to die right now. Because my kids will not grow up and say their daddy was a coward. They're just not going to do it. They're just not going to do it. My kids, this is honest to God truth. My son, my 8-year-old son, has a major problem with his tablet. And I had to catch myself. He hit me this morning. I had to catch myself because he shocked me. I had to go, ooh, all right, then. Let me tell you what happened. He got a major problem with his tablet. My 8-year-old son, he got a little tablet. It's not an Apple. You know, God bless him. You know what I'm saying? It's an Android. You understand what I'm saying? So you Android. I got some Android user here. But he got a little tablet, right? But here's the problem. He likes to watch YouTube and play these games. But the more he on his tablet, the more the battery dies. And he can't stand it. It's charging, but it's dying while it's charging. So I hit him with something yesterday. I say, son, stop whining. Build a better battery or build a better charger. Period. Right? This is what I told my 8-year-old son. I said, stop whining. Because the whole week he would, I say, stop whining. Build a better battery. Build a better charger. Now, check this out. This morning, I got up to get me something to drink. I walked past my son. I thought he was asleep. I swear to God, this is the truth. Daddy, when we go build this better battery, that's what he hit me with. I kid you not. Like, listen to me. My son has no idea that he cannot build that battery. His daddy said it, and he looked at me, And he says, Daddy, when are we building a better battery for my tablet? So guess what Daddy got to do now? Guess what I did immediately? I wasn't even ready, but I went out there and started researching lithium batteries and charges. I'm not even good at hardware. I got to be good at hardware now because my son believes in me. I told my son, you got a problem with your tablet? Build a better battery. And he believed me. What you teaching your kids? Are you teaching the wine? No, we're not going to do that. Believe in yourself. Every day, all day, believe in yourself. Now, I've got to be good. I got to go build a battery, right? I got to go build a battery and or a charger. So not only am I a computer programmer, now I'm in the hardware stuff, right? Which leads me to point number 7. Everything is connected. Everything. Now, I may own the next Apple that does software and hardware because I challenged my son to build a better battery. Now I got to go get good at hardware to keep my word with my son. Because why? Because if I don't, if I tell him, well, it don't work like that, son, I just crushed his dream. And if I crush his dreams, I just taught him that this world is limited and he's limited. And you a young black man that can't do nothing. And I'd be doggone if I'm going to do that. I almost said something a little different, right? You understand what I'm saying, right? Here's the deal. We're not going to do that. Everything is connected. When I understand that everything is connected, what does that mean? There's no difference between me and you. I reach 1 million people a week. Easy. 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 I put in the hard work to do it. No difference between me and you. No difference. No difference. There's no difference between me and you, right? Keep yourself grounded, period. Just because you can buy better shoes don't mean you don't have feet. Keep them grounded, period, point blank. All of this, no difference between me and you. You a billionaire. I'm not. I'm on my way. Ain't no difference between me and you. The only difference between me and you is our work ethic, right? There's a friend of mine. I'm going to do this here. How much time? Okay, I'm going to do this here. He I don't even know if he watches. I'm going to do it anyway, right? Friend of mine, he's actually a mentor of mine, Robert Hockley, right? Me and Robert Hockley, we vibe on the same frequency, right? I got people internationally over here, so you probably don't know. Robert Hockley, he's a wonderful guy, Galveston County, 409, so he owns a T-shirt company. I'm watching. Now, we talk on the phone hours at a time. I'm watching. So me and Hockley on the phone 2 nights ago. We were on the phone 3 a.m. because we watched the YouTube videos and we didn't fool around and got inspired. Right? Here I am. I'm 2 days after surgery. Me and him up, working, grinding, working. Why? Because here's what happened. Everybody out there trying to do his T-shirts and stuff. Listen, God bless you. Ride that energy. He don't mind. I don't mind. Listen, do a better mindset phone call. Man, take my energy and ride that there. There's money out here for everybody. Ride my energy. Get this way. It don't matter. But here's the point, though. While y'all out there bootlegging, he working hard on this craft. Right? He got the machine. You feel me? He can take your logo and thread it. He got all this stuff. Now, I'm not trying to make this about him. What I am trying to say is when you work hard and you realize everything is connected, all that street hustling he did, he applied to the business. So do I. All that street hustling I did, I applied to business. What does that mean? I sit on the corner making money all night of the hour. I can at least read a book all night of the hour. Somebody missed what I just said. Everything's connected, right? I was out here trying to be a big-time rapper. But his problem was I was in Galveston, Texas. That means I went in Los Angeles, I went in New York. So I had to learn how to do photography. I had to learn how to do video, graphics, because I couldn't get nobody to do it. Today, I reach 1 million people because I own everything. What's my point? Everything's connected. Everything's connected. Everything that you've been through has been rising you to this moment. Every single thing is connected. Everybody in this purpose, everybody, listen, you, me, y'all on this phone, everybody, we all want one thing. We all want to live the highest expression of ourselves and die knowing that people validated that, knowing that we wanted it and it was validated by what people saw. At the end of the day, we all want to live the greatest expression of ourselves. At the end of the day, winning or losing, we all want to live the greatest expression of ourselves. When you understand that, you stop controlling so much and you start letting people operate in their gifts without you putting your hands on it. You'll never be successful by yourself. Man, everybody deserves a team. Everybody. Next number. I don't even know what the number is. Number 8. There we go. Find your purpose. Period. Right? If you don't know your purpose, find it out. Stop complaining and start working on it. Why do you need to find your purpose? Because if you don't have your purpose, you're just out here floating around. How are you going to hit a target moving randomly? How are you going to be a winner? Like, it's so many different losing options out here. Quantum physics. Quantum physics calls this superposition. Superposition means that there's an atom or there's a molecule, whatever. There's a reality. And it's everywhere. But the moment you observe it, it collapses to one reality. Now, we got scientific proof of this. So all these realities you can choose. But if you're floating around with no purpose, you're going to hit all the realities that do not serve you. Most of you are broke, unhappy, because you don't have a purpose. You have no direction. And you wonder why you keep surrounding yourself with people that don't serve you, because you don't know what you want. And so you can't attract the people that are going to serve you because you don't know what you want. You can't decide. Some of you can't even decide what you want to eat tonight. And you try to tackle your goals. What you want to eat? I don't know. I'm just hungry. And so you walk. And let me tell you what you do. This is what you do. If you don't know if you so indecisive, you don't know what you want to eat, you walk into a kitchen full of food and say, ain't nothing to eat. You open the refrigerator door every 5 minutes, say, ain't nothing in here. The refrigerator's full of food. But since it's not what you want, your little mind says there's nothing in here. Now, when you was homeless, when you was hungry, you prayed for that kitchen. You said, please let me have food. But now that you got something and you're indecisive and ungrateful, you don't even like what you prayed for. Find your purpose as fast as you can. Listen, I do this every Sunday night. Every Sunday night, I do this. My whole purpose is to teach people to wake up. My whole purpose in life is to teach people to wake up. I use every platform I have to teach people to wake up. Everyone. You're supposed to be this. Hey, you're supposed to be sick. Or I am. You're supposed to have stitches. I do. I got hydrocodone 10 in me right now. I ain't driving. I could have not did this phone call. But it's like hundreds of people that be on this line, and then 10 to 20,000 people that's going to download in the next few days, and 100,000 that's going to download in the next few months. This is my purpose. I'm not uncomfortable. I'm hungry. I know my purpose. It's just I know my purpose. I mean, surgery can't stop me, and surgery shouldn't stop you. You sick. When you want to lose weight, when you about that gym life, no matter how you feel, you get up and you go into the gym. But you know what? When you just want to lose weight, but that's not your purpose, and that's not what you want to do, every time something that go across you that break your diet, you eat it. And so what you wind up doing is you settle. And some of y'all, you settle too much. You settle every single day. You settle. You settle in the wrong relationships. You settle at the wrong job. You settle in the wrong financial situation. You settle. You settle. You stop settling. Find your purpose. If you don't know what your purpose is, stop complaining and take the journey. You cannot find your purpose sitting down on the couch. Find your purpose. Start reading books on your purpose. Man, listen, if you don't know that area, read on that area. Stop it. If you do not have a purpose, you just wander around aimlessly. If you wonder, I can give you 100 bullets. If I never let you see the target and you shoot 100 bullets, you'll miss the target every single time. That's because you don't have a target. How are you going to be successful and you don't have a target of your success? Success is individualized. We all want something. We all want something. But if you don't know what you want, you can never get it. Number 9, respect that you are dying. period. The moment you start being born, you start dying. Stay grounded. One day, they will talk about you at your funeral. Make people say what you want your followers to hear. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. I got 7 minutes left. Listen to me. You need to respect the fact that you're dying. Winners respect the fact that they don't have all that time left. Me personally, I got 21,438 days left on planet Earth. That's if I die at 95. You ask me how I know that. I didn't just do the math. I did the math a long time ago. And on my phone, I literally have a note on my notes. And every day I wake up, I subtract one of those days. Now, I'm very conscious of my days on planet Earth. If I live to be 95, you know why I don't fool with people that not spending good time? Because I know my days are numbered. So I don't take meetings that don't serve me. I don't talk with people that don't serve my purpose. I don't do stuff. I am very intentional about my dreams and my goals. Period. Period. And here's the deal. I may not live in 95. I may die tonight. But I promise you what, I'm going to die empty. Die empty. You got dreams, but you die full? The richest place on planet Earth is not Dubai. It's the graveyard. The graveyard. Everybody out there dying with best-selling books. Some of you right now, I hope I'm making you uncomfortable because that's my job, right? I hope I'm making you mad because that's my job. I didn't come here to be friends with you. I came here to disrupt you. I came here to disrupt you from your laziness, right? Here's the deal. Period, point blank, is in a discussion. Some of you have been trying to write a book for 30 years. But you haven't wrote that book because you keep telling yourself people like you don't write books. That's how you gonna do you? That's how you gonna do your kids? So what, your book don't sell and become a New York Times bestseller? If you write it, if you put it out, your kids become New York Times bestseller. Does it matter how much you sold, man? If selling was your goal, then tell yourself, right, I want to sell books, but don't work on being a good writer. Now you need to work on being a good seller. Now you need to start reading salesman books and how to market yourself and how to promote your website on YouTube, right? How to promote your website on social network. You dying every single day. Every single day, you dying. Every single day, you die. Work. Listen, I work at staying awake. Y'all sleep. I work at staying awake. You'll never, ever, ever have me sleep. I work at staying awake. I know my weaknesses. I don't even focus on them. I staff people for my weaknesses. You think people would follow me if I told them, if I put off the signal that I'm weak and wimpy, you think they'll follow me? It's not going to happen. I got grown people following me because they got their own wants. And I respect everybody, period. Everybody eats. But if I said something else, if I was out here trying to use people, you know what? Would nobody follow me? How you going to be a leader with no followers? How you going to be a leader with no followers? You can't do it. Number 10. Last thing you need to know to being a winner. The last thing you need to know in being a winner. Relax. Right? Relax. That's it. Number 10. Relax. Listen. It's not that serious. Your life is greater than your breakdowns. Just because you're having a bad day right now, just because you're having a problem right now, that doesn't mean you a problem. Just because your bank account is not worth much doesn't mean that you are worth less. Listen to me. Listen to me. Relax. You cannot be a winner. Tense. You can't be a winner overwhelmed. You cannot be a winner overwhelmed. Relax. Everybody's successful. Everybody I interview, everybody I coach, every single person I know that's made something of themselves, they all come back and they all say, I wish I could tell my younger self, relax. Enjoy life. Take pictures. Listen, the stuff you're going to regret on your deathbed, is not going to be what you did. It's going to be what you were too afraid to do. Relax. Relax. This is your moment. Nobody has ever done. Listen, you live in the greatest time you can ever live. You got YouTube at your expense. You got Google at your expense. You got a supercomputer in your pocket right now. You watching me on your supercomputer. Man, Mark Zuckerberg, he literally made Facebook Live so you could put yourself out there. He did that for you. He literally put you on game. He gave you live. And listen, if you got a phone and you got the Facebook app, you got your own television network. Relax. Literally, you got your own network, right? And pun intended, own. Oprah Winfrey Network, right? You got your own network. You got your own TV channel. You got your own ABC, NBC. Relax. You'll never get to you all tensed up. You sleeping, but you don't get no rest. Relax. Those are my 10 things for you to win this year. Listen, my name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. I cannot control what you do. I won't even try. What I can tell you is there are two types of people in this world. They're thinkers and they're doers. Okay? Now, you can think, and that's a good thing. But if you only think, you're a loser because you're never putting stuff into action. I can't control what you do. I really hope you enjoy your life. I really hope that you love every single thing that you do with your life. What I can tell you is whether you love it or whether you hate it, if you plant better, you will change the quality of your life. Thank you for coming out. Join us on Brick by Brick, the Motivational Podcast. I appreciate you. See you next time. God bless you.
A podcast is a free downloadable audio show that enables you to learn while you're on the go. To subscribe to our podcast for free, you'll need an app to listen to the show. For iPhone, iPad, iPod listeners, grab your phone or device and go to the iTunes store and search Brick by Brick, the Motivational Podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. This will help you to download the free podcast app produced by Apple and then subscribe to the show from within that app. Every time we produce a new episode, you'll get it downloaded right on your device. For Android listeners, download the Podomatic app for free and search for Brick by Brick, the Motivational Podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. Or if you have already downloaded a podcasting client, follow the directions in the next sentence. For podcast enthusiasts, if you already listen to podcasts and have a podcatcher that you prefer, the feed you'll need to add is brickbybrick.podomatic.com/rss2.xml. For those who don't have a mobile device, you can always listen to the show by clicking the audio file at the top of this page. You can see Brick by Brick, the Motivational Podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. in the business section of iTunes or Podomatic.